Would you all please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today I have a story for you about light and darkness. So as all good stories start, once upon a time, there lived people who loved the light. As soon as the sun rose every morning, they were up to welcome it, singing songs, a celebration for the light. And when the sun went down each evening, they sang other songs, sad songs, songs of missing the light of the sun. They loved the light so much. They did not love the darkness. Once darkness fell every night, they would hurry to bed since they could only bear the darkness when they were asleep. Even then, total darkness was frightening to them. And so they always kept a fire burning in each of the rooms of their homes. The people wanted so bad for the sun not to set in the evening, and that darkness would never fall. But every day, the sun set, and they sang their sad songs, and they endured the fearful, sad, strange darkness until they could greet the sun again in the morning. Now in this land, there were these two remarkable children. They were twins, because, you know, twins are the best. Says the twin. One was a girl and one was a boy, and the girl seemed to just shine from within. Even when she entered a room, everything seemed to get brighter, and the people loved her very much. Her brother, he seemed to bring darkness with him. Whenever he entered the room, everything seemed a little dimmer, and people didn't like him. They feared him because he reminded them of the great darkness of night. But although the people loved the girl, they did not love the boy. And these twins, though, they loved each other very much. And since the girl loved her brother, the people let him be, though they were afraid of him. As they grew up, it became clear that these children were, in fact, magical children. The girl had the power to bring life back when it was harmed or lost. When she was a really small child, she could heal small cuts and bruises, and when she grew a little older, she could heal broken bones and larger wounds. And by the time she was a teenager, she could make the crops grow faster and larger and fuller. People suspected she could even bring people back to life, but they were a little afraid to ask her to do that. The boy, on the other hand, he had the power to calm and to quiet anything. When he was a very small child, he could help his family go to sleep more quickly, even though they were afraid of the night. When he was a little older, he could calm animals when they were frightened and children and make them still so then his sister could come and heal them. And by the time he was a teenager, he could calm all the storms and winds and rains. He could bring anything to stillness. The people's love for the light and the fear of the darkness, it only grew with time. Perhaps more strongly with the twins always before them to remind them of the light and darkness. And so one day, the people decided to ask the girl a favor. They asked to see if she could use her powers to hold the sun up in the sky forever and keep night from coming. The girl was reluctant, but after many, many months of being battered and asked and continually pestered by the people, she decided to give it a try. So one day, just as the sun was at its highest point, she went up onto a hill, and she threw her arms up to the sky and asked the sun to stop right where it was. She wasn't immediately sure that anything had happened. The sun usually moves fairly slowly. But before long, it became clear that something had happened. The sun had stopped in the sky. The people were overjoyed. There was a big celebration. They all sang their songs of celebrating the son. They loved the girl even more. Well, at least at first. The first week or so, it was wonderful. People were happy and content. But soon, they started to get really tired. Although they'd always slept with a fire to ward off the darkness, sleeping in full light of the sun was a completely different thing. They tossed and turned all night and woke up constantly. Some of them remembered that the boy could help them sleep, so they asked him for his help. But his power bringing sleep seemed to have disappeared along with the darkness. After about a month, the exhaustion and the frustrated people began to see that this constant sunlight, it was a problem. And though they still loved the light, they began to wish that the sun would once again move in the sky. And each person, they all had these thoughts, and independently they were thinking them, and they were afraid to express it because they didn't think anyone else was thinking the same thing. Everyone was afraid. But soon they realized they all were wishing for the same thing. So they went back to the girl and they asked her to have the sun start moving again. I mean, after all, it was her magic that made it stop. And they figured her magic could make it move. So she went back on the top of the mountain, raised her arms and commanded the sun to move. But nothing happened. So she tried again, standing on the mountain, declaring the sun to move. And still, nothing happened. Panic began to grow in the people. And then the boy stepped forward. And he said, "Let me try." Everyone thought about it for a moment, and then they decided, why not? So he took his sister's place on the top of the highest mountain. He raised his arms to the sky and asked the sun to move. The sun began moving again. People were so excited that the sun was moving, and of course it was falling down to setting already. And within 10 minutes, the sun had set. Within 15 minutes, the sky was completely dark. Now the people were caught off guard. They wanted the sun to move, but they didn't want it to set that quickly. So they had come out to see the girl on the hill, and now they had to make their way back home. And they had nothing with them to light their way. They'd never been outside in the dark before, and they were terrified. So at first they started to rush home, running through the fields to get there. And they discovered that rushing, they would trip, and it was a bad idea. So they slowed down, but still peered around, trying to get home as fast as they could. And then one person looked up. She exclaimed, "Oh, look, everyone! They'd never seen the stars before. And the incredible beauty of the stars, they stopped hurrying home and they just gazed and stared in wonder. Then they got home and they all slept for a very long time. When the people were once again rested and glad, they appreciated the darkness for the first time in their life. And eventually the sun rose again, as it did, and the people got out of their beds and sang their songs of celebration about the coming light. But at the end of the day, as the sun began to sink towards the horizon, they did not feel like singing their sad songs anymore. Instead, one of the musicians began singing a new song. A slow, quiet song of thanksgiving for the night. And soon the others joined in, and it became clear their new sunset song had been made. The Gospel of John, you see, is full of imagery around light and darkness. It's really a metaphor and poetic. And in our scripture today, as Kathy mentioned, Nicodemus is a person who is coming to Jesus. Nicodemus is a Pharisee. He is a teacher of the Torah, of Jewish laws. He knows everything very well. But he comes to Jesus in the nighttime, under the cover of darkness. And as we hear in our scripture, it states, the light has come into the world and people loved darkness rather than light. People loved darkness. So at first it sounds kind of the opposite of that story I just shared. The scripture says people loved darkness. And in the story, the people were afraid of the darkness. Yet the people were afraid of the darkness because they loved the light so much. And darkness in our scripture can mean people turning away or giving more attention to things which pulled them away from God, away from Jesus, also known as our sins. Things like wealth and greed and vanity and selfishness, self-piety, all of those things, anything which pulls us away from God. And the people in our story, how often do we, like them, try to cover up the darkness of our lives? We just want the light to shine. We don't want to face the darkness, the things that pull us away from God. We turn away from looking at the mirror and acknowledging our shortcomings. We make up excuses as to why wealth or greed or vanity or selfishness is okay. But what if instead of trying to make the light shine all the time, what if instead of trying to cover up the darkness that we all have, we face our own darkness, our own weaknesses, the things which pull us away from God, and instead learn from it and grow from it? Now, it's hard to take a deep look at ourselves, to notice and acknowledge our own shortcomings, our growing edges, if you will, our weaknesses. So instead, we try to cover them up with the light, just like the characters in the story. We're afraid to face the darkness that is in each of us. Yet Jesus is calling us out of that darkness, to face that darkness like Nicodemus did. When we face our weaknesses or what we are afraid of, when we face what is pulling us away from God, our sins, then we are able to grow, and those weaknesses, they can be transformed into light. So just like the story, the people realized that the darkness was not so dark, and it was needed, and that the stars, they shine so bright. So friends, what are your growing edges? What are those things, your weaknesses? Is it being judgmental? Is it being stuck in believing you know what is right? Is it being caught up in that rat race of life, trying to do everything and do it best and keep up with the Joneses? Is it wanting more and more, or the latest thing or gadget or car? Is it insecurity or the fear of failure? As Nikki Hardiman shares, she writes, living in the light of Christ calls us to live our lives in a way that demonstrates how we trust the ways Jesus has called us to live. Trust can mean giving something up, changing jobs, moving or staying put, even if we aren't sure about it. Trusting in Jesus means that we work for kindness and love and justice in this world, and that we orient our lives around the teachings of Jesus. So today, my friends, Jesus is calling you forward from your dark place. He is asking you to acknowledge that darkness and to sit with it so that it too might be transformed into light. Jesus is calling us to lean into him, to trust him, so that we might grow and become closer with God. Because God loves you just the way you are, and God loves you so much so that God wants to see you grow. So may we lean into Jesus, and may we lean into our darkness. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now, friends, will you join us and rise in body and spirit to sing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, number 560.